Beethoven didn't like music.
Matt knows everything.
As much as Matt. Kind of gets annoying after a while. Sure,
he
but
knows.
He knows everything.
And knows everybody. That's
right. But I'm guessing he doesn't want to listen to 2,000 upstart bands every week. But once it gets narrowed down,
right,
eventually you guys got to get in and listen to this.
Well,
right?
Actually, I don't think... I mean, I haven't really spoken to Matt too much about it. I know he's the one who actually goes to the places and you know, knocks on their door during the week. And they end up coming on the show. Mm-hmm. So I think we already had an act of cheated.
Really? What did they do? Oh, you mean they hit themselves?
They had 400,000 hits.
Right.
400,000 hits. Yay. No, I think they just had this program on three different computers, and, you know, it just kept on hitting and hitting.
Now, how do you know? Because the average amount of hits is 15,000?
Because I don't think this band would have ever gotten that many hits.
I think that's where the hits all come from. They can track where these things come from, too.
Oh, they can.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting because if you're listening to a bunch of bands and one sounds about as good as the next, except for the one that sounds about as good as the next has 400,000 hits,
yeah,
and the other two to its left and its right have 1,800 hits.
12 hits.
Right.
Then it should... See, that's a very good point you bring up, Allie. Listen, kids, I know a lot of you cheat. It's important not to cheat too well. Meaning, like, I was a D and F student, so if I cheated...
That wouldn't be considered good cheating.
D and F is not good cheating, and 400,000 is not good cheating. I'm a D and F student,
right,
and was, and I still consider myself a D and F student, because that's the last time I took a test. So when I cheated for C's.
Yeah, just to barely...
Maybe a low B. Like,
not to, like, say, hey, he got an A. No way.
Maybe put down the bong and study this one night. But if I get 100%, they immediately know what's going on. They come up, they see the Asian sitting in front of me, they put two and two together, and
disqualified.
That is right. Do not cheat. Do not cheat too well. Yeah.
Well.
Hey, this is what I tell the ladies who fake their orgasms on this show. No, do it well.
Not too consistently.
Do it well, but every fifth or sixth go round.
Yeah.
Don't squeeze one off.
Don't.
Just go, oh man, I was so close, I couldn't get it. I couldn't. I don't know, I had a rough day at work. Next time. That'll keep it so real for the guy.
It's random reinforcement.
That's right.
It works on pigeons and people. That's right.
Absolutely. All right. Also, besides the farmclub.com, Allie has a movie, Beautiful. When is this coming out?
Beautiful comes out in September, and it's Sally Fields' directorial debut, and Minnie Driver and Kathleen Turner and that cute little girl from the Pepsi commercials.
Oh, that pain in the ass.
I've
had an assful of her. No, I am so done with those. Not her, but those Pepsi commercials. They almost feel like they're starting to like parody themselves.
Well, I don't think they haven't had one out in a long time.
Yeah, I just saw one. Hallie Eisenberg.
Oh, you did?
It was sort of a compilation.
A little curly-haired girl goes into the 50s diner and starts singing like Aretha Franklin. And
Aretha Franklin happens to be there.
And then it's
like,
"Go,
girl."
You go, girl. They're almost, if you were going to do a parody of a bad soda commercial, that's what it would look like. But anyway, I'm sure she's delightful in this.
Allie was on our commercials.
Really cute.
Graciously.
Great. In the DrDrew.com commercial.
Yeah. Airing on MTV. Yeah. Really fun.
They were good.
You know, why don't you bring a tape of one of those in?
Sure. They were good, huh?
Yeah, they were great. That was really cool.
Do you have a tape?
It was like
we
were in a big fluffy cloud.
What were you doing?
Sitting in on a stool.
It was a gold stool?
Yeah.
Don't say stool to Adam.
Forget about it. It's in the gutter.
But we it was sort of a virtual chat room, a rendition of a chat room. So
I see.
Myself and several other people.
How did you wrangle Allie into that? You have to fire your management, by the way, Allie, for getting you the DrDrew.com commercial.
No, I went on his show.
Right.
Such a great idea.
I know. You're too thick as thieves. I'm never going to try with you.
You're out of it.
Allie's a nice girl. That's the problem. Nick?
You know, she's dating
Mario?
Mario, yeah.
Fan Peoples, that's right.
They're getting married.
You're getting married?
This is like our biggest supporter.
When are you getting married?
We're not.
I mean, when are we getting married?
Oh.
Forget that Mario. He's going nowhere. He's riding a bicycle around as a cop.
He's doing a film right now.
About a cop on a bike?
No.
Nick? Nick.
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 Oh, you idiot.
Nick, where are you?
All right, Drew, don't get so wrapped up in your cranky computer.
It's got to be there.
Nick? Nick's there.
caller goes by the name Nick, who wants to know about shaving.
There he is.
So there you are.
Yeah?
All right, Nick.
Yeah?
What's up, bonehead?
Yeah, I want...
I'm already done with him.
Oh, come on.
Derek, we'll get back to him. He said yeah 5 times in a row. Derek, you're 14. What's up?
Hey.
Hey.
Oh, Nick again.
All right. I lied to the critic.
Ooh.
You lied to get what through, they said?
Yeah.
Well, what do you want?
Okay, listen, Drew.
We are just cutting them out left and right.
I'm going to see if I can get through the show without talking to people. Karen?
Hi.
You're 19. What's up?
Last year, I had sex, and I had abstained from it for like 14 months. So I just didn't feel like it. And half hour afterwards, I started having terrible pain in my hips, abdomen, and, down there. And it was, like, extreme. And I was like, well, maybe go away. So I sat there for an hour. So I took some Motrin, and 2 hours more passed and still felt terrible. Sit down, stand up, whatever.
Do you have painful periods generally?
What?
Do you have painful periods?
I don't have periods because I'm on Depo.
Okay. When you had periods, were they painful?
No, never. I never, ever had periods.
And was that the first time you had sex?
No.
Now, you had a bad experience the last time, right?
Yeah. Well, what do you mean?
The last time she had a bad experience, she sat out a few months.
14 months.
Yeah.
Well, it just said I couldn't find a guy that, I cared about enough, and I was sick and tired of, shallow stuff,
Oh, yeah.
And I found a guy I really cared about.
Right.
And then, next day he dumps me.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't talk to me ever again.
Hey, Karen.
Wait, yeah?
What's up with you? You sound pretty nutty. You kind of nutty?
Well, I'm just nervous. Well, nutty as in what?
Crazy,
Well.
What's up? You on any medication?
Yes.
What are you taking?
I'm bipolar, so mood stabilizers, and I'm on a sleeping pill.
Oh, okay.
All right. So could this be related to your medication, maybe?
I'm not sure. I've had bad sexual stuff in the past.
What happened?
Yeah.
Abuse, rape.
Sexual abuse.
Yeah. I'm just getting all that.
Yeah.
All right. So you waited out 14 months until you found the right guy, and he dumped you the next day?
Yeah.
I'm going to start picking your men, okay?
What was it that you liked about that guy?
Well, it's kind of... We seemed to click, and
what attracted you about him?
He was poetic and brainy, he's intellectual.
And that attracted you, that was it?
And he was hung like a mule.
Good, pretty good looks too,
Okay.
And he was real sweet on me.
How old was he?
He's 19 now, but then I was 18 and he was too.
Okay. So during that 14 months, did you get any therapy or read any books or anything?
I've been getting therapy for 3 years.
Oh, good. How's that going?
Oh, pretty good. I'm actually much better than I used to be.
Did you discuss with your therapist why you chose the guy you did?
Yeah. We put him on the ignore list. She said, he's not good for you. He's just going to mess you up if you ever talk to him again. Just leave him alone.
Now, is that an actual list you guys have in the office? Because I got to get one of those. Put my family on it.
The list of who I should stop talking to and who I should things with.
I see.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Karen?
Yeah?
I'm sorry all those bad things happened to you.
Oh, that's okay. I'm kind of afraid to have sex again.
Well, what caused the pain?
That's fine.
Yeah. Okay. What should I do about it?
All right, as far as the pain goes, obviously you need to have a pelvic exam. It could be endometriosis, could be an ovarian cyst, could be a pelvic infection. Lots of possibilities. Something that needs to be completely and thoroughly evaluated.
A little something emotional, too, going on here.
Usually that's at the time of intercourse. This visceral pain that follows is usually a real biological process. And medication can sometimes do weird things like that.
Nick?
Yeah?
Okay, you're 15. What's up?
Yeah, I wanted to shave my pubic hair.
Go right ahead.
Yeah, but should I shave it all?
Yep.
Top to bottom?
Yep.
What should I use? Nair?
Nope.
Huh?
Nope, just a straight edge, like Grandpa used to use to shave his pubes.
Will it affect me sexually?
Nope. Actually, it helps.
What?
You'll cheat the wind.
Huh?
Glide right through.
You glide right through. You know how Olympic class swimmers shave their head?
Yeah.
Oh, they shave their whole body.
They
shave their whole body.
Legs.
Yeah. Now, partly it's because they're gay, but the other part is resistance. It's true. It's true. Guys, guys look for an excuse to shave. How about that Mario shave?
We were talking strictly about
Oh, yes.
You don't need any hair.
What about when girls give me head?
What about it? Your penis will look that much bigger.
Don't listen to Adam. Do what you got to do.
Shave yourself right on down, brother.
Maybe just a little...
It's a go.
A little grooming. Okay?
That's right.
It's good.
Give one of those...
Just groom, but don't use Nair. To me, that would be pretty painful.
Why about using one of those little clippers? You know, maybe something...
A clipper! Good call.
That's right.
It's like a bush. I don't like it. It's like...
Yeah, all right. Well, clip it off.
But won't it grow back thicker? I don't
know.
No.
No.
It won't.
Clip it all off and do it while you're running in place. All right, Nick?
Yeah, can I ask Allie something?
What?
Are you single?
She has a boyfriend.
Do you have a boyfriend?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now she has two. Yeah. Me and Mario.
You consider me as your boyfriend?
Aww.
All right, three.
Three, okay.
All right, we're all going to duel for her love.
Can you say Nick is my boyfriend?
No, you idiot. You shaved your pubes.
Nick, you're going to be fine.
Lord. I love guys, too, by the way. As if, you know, Allie says that, as if Allie saying that is going to get him one step closer to her panties.
No, he's going to
put it on his phone machine or something. Yeah, and I'm sure his buddies will buy right into that. Lauren?
Hi.
You're 15.
Yeah. My question is, I'm an A cup, and I was just wondering, am I going to, like, what are the chances of me growing anymore?
You're 15.
Very good. Very high.
Really? How much? I mean, like...
We don't know. You don't know.
Okay.
How's your mom and the rest of your family?
My mom, she's a C.
Oh,
she's
well.
A C? All right.
Okay, well...
You probably make C. What about grandma?
Well, on one side, C, I think, and on the other side, smaller.
Nice rack.
Hey, Lauren, how do you know so much about your grandmother's breast?
I'm just
estimating. Okay. Wow. We're going to talk about all the males your family.
I've never checked their junk out, really. I mean, how does she know the asymmetry?
You know, grandma.
You can?
A grandma.
All right, Lauren, you're fine.
Okay, thanks.
And guys. You know what? Guys aren't as obsessed with this, although I believe they should be, as women think they are.
What?
The breasts. Guys.
Well, it's the guys... I was reading some articles about this time. I was trying to decide if there was some sort of adaptive quality to that or whether or not it's purely cultural. But all males seem to have something for it, but a small sort of percentage really are just over
what
the top.
You call an elite fighting force.
Yeah, you and your fighting force is part of a special squadron.
Thank you. We call ourselves Bravo Battalion.
I'm going to stare at this chick's boobs.
Okay. Now, listen, ladies. There's a few things that cruel jokes that are perpetrated on you by society and Cosmo and all these Entertainment Tonight type shows. Men don't mind a little ass, and not as obsessed with the big rack as you think. So it's all right to have a little ass on you, and don't worry about the size of the jugs. I think guys would go for face first, maybe ass and leg second, and probably third or fourth on the list is the chest.
Okay, my little brother, he's not little anymore, he's like 19, he has always been, you know...
Best man?
Yeah.
God bless him. I'd like to talk to the lad.
He's part of the Bravo squad.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my sister and I have always complained because everybody in my family has a butt. And right. So we've always complained as kids, you know, because we see all these magazines.
Sure.
Are like, you know, why do we have to be this way? But, no, it's a good thing, I guess. But, yeah, girls usually don't like anything.
Guys don't mind. They don't mind a little ass. They really don't. I like no ass in a huge rack, but that's me. I'm part of the Bravo squad. Sarah?
Yeah.
You're 17.
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, okay, I've been going out with this guy who's 28 years old, and recently, like, a few days ago, last week, I think it was, he broke up with me, and his excuse was that I'm too young for him, and he doesn't know anymore, like, what to say to his family and to his friends about him dating such a young girl. I mean...
How long had you dated him?
We went out for about 2.5 months.
Yeah. What does he do for a living?
He works with computers.
All right.
How did you meet him?
Well, he lives like in the same area that I do. And
how did you meet him?
I was playing tennis, and he wanted to play after me. I was playing with my brother, and then we just started talking, and we had a lot in common,
right.
even though I'm much younger than him. And we started going out, and we really like each other, but he's just, like, really obsessed about the fact that I'm, like, 11 years younger than
Did
him.
Did you sleep with him?
No.
Huh?
I only knew him for two... I mean, like, we started, like, talking and everything, and then 2 weeks later, we started going out.
Yeah.
But I'm still a virgin. I don't want to sleep with a guy until, like, I'm sure that...
Wow. You know. That makes him even worse in my eyes. He's a guy who's, like, seriously dating a 17-year-old at 28, and it's not even a bizarre sexual thing.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
well, he's, like... He said he's never gone out with a girl this, like, my age before, and that it's really uncommon
yeah.
for him.
No, I know. He usually goes
really
out with
a guy. I mean, he wouldn't.
14, 15 is usually his range.
Is he, like, real close to his family? That's the issue for him, or?
No, I mean, his family doesn't even live in the same city.
You know what the issue is? The issue, I think, really, I think, A, he has a conscience. It's only just now kicking in.
Shut up, Sarah. Sarah, shut up.
The conscience is just now kicking in.
Right.
And part of it revolves around the fact that a 28-year-old would expect to have a sexual relationship.
And she.
And that's why his conscience is kicking in. You understand what I'm saying?
Sarah, shut up.
And he said that doesn't matter.
Yeah, I know what he said. I know what he said. And he has a conscience.
Shut up.
Why do that with older guys? That's more the issue here.
Well, okay, when I was 14... this guy who was 28, I don't know what it is with 28-year-old guys, but he was twice my age, and he kissed me. And, like, ever since then, I've been, like, drawn to older men. I don't know what it is. I mean...
Well, and then how about your dad? Where is he?
No, my dad's, like, around. I had, like, a really good childhood. Well, I wasn't abused or anything.
Well, see, I believe her because she's hanging on to her virginity. And you told this guy you wanted to hang on to your virginity?
No, I mean, I told him I'm only going to sleep with a guy that I really love and that I really feel has a commitment to me. I don't just want to lose my virginity.
Okay.
Like that.
All right. Well, that may have discouraged.
Have you had a committed relationship ever?
Well, I haven't slept with anyone yet, but, like, I've gotten pretty close to people.
How have they been your relationships?
What?
How have your relationships been?
Like, sexual, but not intercourse.
But, I mean, no.
Now, he's not talking about sex.
Have they been stable? Have they been close?
No, yeah, they've been, I mean, I've had ups and downs, but...
When they've been down, what has the down been about?
They've cheated on me.
Have they all cheated on you?
No, not all of them.
Nice. I don't care anymore.
But why did he break up?
Good. Who cares? Who cares? It's a good thing.
No, it's not. I really like him. And
I know, but he's 28.
Here's the deal. It's Sarah. Because it is. You'll learn. When you're 28, you'll understand why. But that's a pathetic thing to say.
Yeah, really. Listen, in 11 short years, you'll know exactly what we're talking about.
But the fact is, she goes for unavailable men. Men that cheat, men
right.
that leave, men that are too old. And why is that? That's what I want to know.
Oh, who cares? That's what I want to know. And you know what?
I want to know.
It's amazing that you talk to some of these girls and guys, but especially girls can do this. 17, it's like, well, I dated this 28-year-old, I dated that 28-year-old. I've had my ups and downs. I've won, I've lost. You know, it's like when I'm 17, it's like, how's your love life been? I've jacked off 517 times in the last year. What else? Oh, yeah, I kissed Flora Aguilar once at the Sadie Hawkins dance. Like, that was it. I wasn't like ready to write a song about the loves I've had,
well,
the ups and downs, the trials and tribulations. It's amazing. Well, if they want to, they can. I guess that's the point.
I would love to know what really her dad was all about.
All right. Sarah?
Yeah.
Seriously, what's your dad do for a living? Going with, like, doctor, lawyer out of the house all the time.
Oh, that's what I was going to say.
I mean, like... I don't see him that often, but my parents are still married and they're happy. And
why didn't you see him very often?
He's in business, so he travels a lot.
There he is.
No, right. He doesn't travel like once a year for a few weeks.
So he doesn't travel.
Why do you say you don't see him that much, though, then?
No, I mean, like,
that's how you describe your relationship.
He works, and then I see him at dinner time. It's not like I never see my dad. But I just want to know, like, the guys I've been with haven't all cheated on me. Two of them have cheated on me, and
I don't know.
I mean, I don't get it. If we like each other, why the hell is he, like, breaking up with me?
Because there's something wrong with them if they stay with you. When you're 28, you look back at the guys that chose you to see.
It will
freak you out. It will totally freak you out. You'll understand how different.
She's not going to listen to anything. She's already formed.
Yeah.
Just don't get pregnant. Don't let anyone have sex with you.
Keep doing what you're doing. He's at a different place in his life, wanting different things. He's feeling guilty.
Different place. He's close to death. That's the place he's at.
She told it
His prostate is swollen, for Christ's sake.
We gotta go to break. Come on.
Oh, we do? Yeah. All right, well, let me check in with someone. Where are you going, Drew? Everything but the show. Everything but the show.
I've got a guy with pneumonia and heart failure I've got to deal with. This is not no business.
And whatever happened to just good bed rest?
I have to deal with this.
All right, hold on. Just relax. Mike?
Yeah.
Now, you're 22?
Yep.
You've been itchy downstairs?
Yes, it is.
Okay, hold on a second. Drew's got someone with pneumonia and heart failure, right? By the way, felt 100% before he met Drew. Came in for a checkup. Drew put him on the treadmill, and that was it.
God.
Hallie Landry's our guest tonight. She's the beautiful, well, everyone still knows her as the Doritos chick, but she's done a ton of things. And this is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Dream Girls is looking for a few good men, 18 and older, for a serious study on human sexuality. Applicants for this study must apply in person at Dream Girls and present a valid Minnesota ID. Those chosen to participate will be subjected to a wide variety of beautiful women. These women, in various stages of undress, are certified by Dream Girls to elicit a wide range of responses from participating subjects. Men applying at Dream Girls should be in overall good health and free from any heart conditions. Those bearing a ticket stub from any downtown event shall be admitted at no charge. Dream Girls reserves the right to continue weekly appearances by adult film stars. Those wishing to utilize the discreet rear entrance of Dream Girls shall be permitted to do so. For more information or directions to Dream Girls, call 33-DREAM. Make a difference. Choose to participate at Dream Girls. Open late, open now. Just west of Hennepin on 5th Street in downtown Minneapolis. Dream Girls, where your fantasy begins.
Hey, I'm going to take your order.
Yeah, I'd like a super burger with extra ketchup.
Extra ketchup?
Right.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, when you're putting the ketchup on, just put a little more on.
Oh, now you're calling me a little moron?
No.
Listen, just because I didn't go to Dunwoody Institute like some of my friends
what?
Who now have interesting careers and high-paying jobs... That doesn't give you the right to call me.
If you want the kind of skills that employers are looking for, Dunwoody Institute is the place for you. With programs in fields like computer networking, engineering drafting, and machine tool and die, learn the skills that will put you in demand.
Just be a little looser with the ketchup, okay?
Oh, now I'm a loser?
No.
Because I've chosen to provide nourishment to my fellow man instead of learning a high-demand skill at Dunwoody.
Excuse me.
Well, you just don't let up, do you?
All right, you know what?
Fine.
Call Dunwoody Institute today at 612-374-5800. That's
612-374-5800. Have a nice day.
Hey, those of you with spring fever, are you in growth mode, but your current employer is not? If so, get your career growing with Landcare USA. Landcare is the largest commercial landscape, maintenance, and irrigation company in the metro area. As a national industry leader, they have multiple opportunities for growth in every division. Landcare offers immediate year-round employment, competitive wages, and a full benefits package to those with a valid driver's license and previous experience in landscape grounds or irrigation. If it's a great team and future advancement opportunities you are looking for, look no further. They have that too. Opportunities also exist for those with no previous experience as members on landscape, mowing, pruning, and irrigation crews. Bring a buddy along and work together under the great summer sun. This is an offer you can't refuse. With shops in Northeast Minneapolis, St. Paul, and Shakopee, there's bound to be a location near you. So stop searching and get outside and start working. Call Landcare USA today at 612-332-LAWN. That's 612-332-5296. Landcare USA is an equal opportunity employer and a drug-free workplace.
Can you imagine an ice cream shop that carries only vanilla, chocolate, and strawberry? When you shop for diamonds at a traditional jeweler, the situation is similar. Your options are limited. I'm Doug Spence, and at Spence Diamonds in Roseville and Bloomington, we've got engagement and wedding ring choices you never imagined. Our selection is unequaled anywhere in the state. Spence Diamonds' sole focus is diamonds, so it's important for us to offer a wider selection than anyone else. And every ring design can be custom made in your choice of platinum or any carat or color of gold. And at Spence Diamonds, you choose the size, grade, and shape of your diamond. When you add our huge selection to our famous custom flexibility, you get tens of thousands of design possibilities. For your engagement ring or anniversary diamond, shop Spence Diamonds. You'll find what you're looking for.
Minnesota's leading bridal diamond destination, Spence Diamonds. In Roseville on County B2 near Snelling, right across from Rosedale Center. And in Bloomington on Lindale, just south of the 494. Shop weeknights till 8, weekends till 5.
Hi, it's Billy of Zone 105, and these are the Zone Files. The answer to the question, how are Radiohead going to follow OK Computer will be revealed this summer. The English Quintet is close to completing the follow-up, according to a recent post on their website. Quote, there is no release date set yet, but the new album is expected to be out around May, June 2000. There are a lot of new songs the band is working on. There are old, unreleased ones as well. Radiohead are once again working with OK Computer producer Niles Godrich. If you're looking to check out Radiohead in the near future, U.S. live dates aren't expected until next year. The Zone Files from Vizzy.com, because your business is online. And Alternative Classics Zone 105.
Forget Oasis was coming to Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't get tickets?
No, I didn't get any.
You know tickets are sold out, right?
No!
Well, that's what we're here for. That's right, brother. Zone 105 wants to send you to see Oasis in Seattle, Washington. Just email, fax, or send Zone 105 a postcard with your three favorite Zone artists. And Brian Oak and Mary Lucia will pick a winner at random. Oasis in Seattle. From Northwest Airlines, taking Minnesota to over 750 cities around the world. And Alternative Classics, Zone 105.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. Yeah, it is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. Dr. Drew's my partner. He just slid back into the studio. Graceful as a swan. Allie Landry's our guest tonight. She is here promoting farmclub.com. It's Monday nights, 11 o'clock on the USA Network. Matt Pinfield was in here a few weeks back talking about it. It's a cool show. They break new bands. They have established bands, Cisco. Is coming up this Monday, Cisco and Primus, or just Cisco?
Let's see, who's coming up? Oh, Cisco, Primus, Creed is going to be on. We're taping this weekend. If anybody wants to come to the show, I know they. I don't know. I think they give the tickets over the radio station for the NWA reunion.
We had Cisco on this show.
He's a great performer.
Not too long ago.
Yeah,
real nice guy.
Real nice.
Yes, very, yes, super, super friendly.
I liked him.
Again, that is farmclub.com, Monday nights, 11 o'clock, USA Network, and soon to be released. What month is Beautiful?
September. Beautiful's coming out in September.
All right.
Adam, another urban legend. I was just in the college, I'm observing the college chat room at drdrew.com, and someone there pointed out that he heard that you will die if you don't have sex sometime after the age of 21.
Very right. That's right, because you'll pull your own penis off. Masturbating is lead to death.
Be strong, man. Be strong.
Please. I can't do that.
Yes, you can.
Mike?
Yes.
You're 22.
Yes.
What's up?
Basically, I have genital itch. And
oh, that's right.
Why?
Where is the itch?
Just around the sack.
Around the sack?
Actually, it's around the hair area.
Around the outside?
Yeah.
Is there
what do you have an answer?
Is there a rash there?
I'm not sure. Usually, if I check it, there's like red bumps.
Yeah,
so you can see something there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, you think it's a heat rash or jock itch or something like that?
I'm thinking it's jock itch.
All right.
Why don't you get some over the counter preparations and get to work on that? Lotrimin, Lycotin, okay?
Okay.
All right. Let me ask him something.
Oh, who cares?
Because he may be OCD. He's got some other kind of quality about him. Are you sort of obsessing about this, Mike? Do you obsess about stuff like this all the time?
No, I don't.
This is just one thing you've never had any concerns about down there before?
It's been there for like a couple of weeks. I'm thinking it's, I don't know if it's from my girlfriend or not.
No. Why didn't you do something about it?
Basically, I don't have medical coverage right now.
You know, why not go to the pharmacy and
get some of that
over
stuff,
the counter.
Jock spray, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
You smoke a lot of weed, Mike?
I haven't smoked weed in like 3 weeks.
Were you smoking a lot before that?
No.
Okay, why haven't you smoked weed? Some job thing?
Basically a job thing, and I'm trying to quit.
All right.
Yeah.
But you didn't smoke a lot.
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Yeah. You smoked a joint a year, but you wanted to quit.
Yeah.
You have to try to quit.
Yeah, why are you quitting the joint a year you're smoking?
I don't know. It's just one of the things I want to quit.
It's not once a year, Mike.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I mean, by the way, people...
You sound depressed, Mike.
Yeah, people smoke a lot of get depressed, and they get obsessive compulsive, and he's getting a lot of those characteristics.
You know what I love about this radio show? Even though it's a national radio show, you've never heard more relaxed callers in your life. You really think they were watching TV and talking to one of their roommate who was in the next room just about nothing. These idiots couldn't rally to save their lives. I mean, we have people call the show that you've never heard more casual conversation in your life. Sort of half interested. Huh?
Well, they listen to you all the time, you know, if they want to know you.
Please, don't call.
Be flattered.
No. Joe? Okay. Joe, you're 18.
Yeah.
Hey, if something happens to that Mario, me and you, right?
All
right. Come on. We both have that nappy hair. I know that's what attracted you to him, right? That nappy hair?
He has no nappy hair.
He has nappy
hair.
No,
he doesn't. They permed it when he was on Safe Time.
Oh, so he's gay.
They made him.
Yeah. Not enough curling irons or manpower around to get one of those things in my head.
You know, by the way, we were talking before we went on the air. I'm a little disturbed by that Prop 22 outcome.
Drew's talking about that.
California.
Right.
There was a proposition about same-sex marriages, and it was sort of a resoundingly shot down.
Yeah.
Which you would think it would be closer to at least 50.
Well, it's just such a...
Yeah,
unnecessary kind of a diss on people.
How did the anti Prop 22 people
pull it off?
Yeah, because usually, listen, everybody. Here's how you know.
Oh, no, it was resoundingly passed, which means whatever it was, it turned out
that they can't.
Yeah, right.
The gays can't get married.
Which means that to me, you know, all these people who would want this same-sex marriage, they would totally rally up and go out there and vote, right?
You would think.
And these other people wouldn't care so much, but obviously they do.
Well, it depends how it was presented, because a lot of these props, you don't even know what the hell they're about.
And they probably knew exactly what this one was about.
I just love it. Like, you see some commercial, and there's some guy in a big industry, and he's dropping off barrels of toxic waste at a park.
Yeah.
And the guy's going, Phil, you can't dump that there. Under Prop 11, we can.
Yeah.
And sure.
In fact,
Prop 11 is...
insurance rate hikes or something.
Right. Yeah. It's something ridiculous. It has nothing to do with anything. And you know, it's great. It's great when they do all these scare tactics, like some of the classic ones where I remember when they wanted to put like a 25% or quarter 25-cent tax on cigarettes or something, and the tobacco industries waged this big campaign that said, if we do this, people will be going to Nevada.
Yeah.
They're going to buy vans full of cigarettes where it's not taxed. Then they're going to bring it back here and sell it, and that's what they're going to use to buy ammunition and guns for their gangs. And this was their serious angle. Well, that was 10 years ago, and so far no one has gone to Nevada to buy a carton of cigarettes, and I don't believe they ever believed it either. It's just a bunch of nonsense. And it's always the same commercial, too. It's the guy, he's got a van, I swear to God, and then he goes, if that Prop 22 passes, I'm going to buy a lot of these. And he lifts his shirt up, and it's the gun is tucked into his pants. And it's always the same guy. Well, it's always the white criminal, by the way, which is always... I always lose interest immediately when they have the white criminal, because you cannot use a criminal of any ethnicity except for a white guy, because you'll get into trouble.
Big trouble.
You can't use a black guy, Mexican guy, Chinese guy, Japanese, unbelievable. So they got to go with the white guy. But don't worry, it's not every white guy. It's the white guy hasn't shaved in a couple of days. And it's not like a fat guy. It's the guy who looks like Luke Perry, but he hasn't shaved in a couple of days. He puts a T-shirt on.
Got to look a little bit
He looks a little Guido. Little dicey, little Italian, could have a little Arab in him, but it's always the white guy criminal hasn't shaven, and he's got a plan, and he's going to use Prop 29 to fund that plan, and then magically nothing happens. So here's how you know how to vote, by the way. The more commercials you see for something, the more you should vote against it. Whatever they want you to do, whatever you see the most commercials, go the other way, because it's big business who's behind it. It's Indians begging.
It's sometimes giant lobby groups with very, very specific political agendas going on.
Beautiful. Yeah. All that Indian gaming and all that other nonsense, please. All right.
That's why it's a great
state. Did that stuff pass?
I think so.
That or, yeah,
that's still up in the air right now.
Ryan?
Yes?
Yeah, let them pass it and drink themselves silly. You're 25. What's up?
I just told my father that my brother molested me growing up, and he told me he doesn't believe me.
Oh, boy. Mm-hmm. And how old is your brother?
He's 28.
And so he's 3 years older?
Yes.
How old were you when it happened?
I was younger when I was 4, 5, and 6.
And what did he do with you?
He used to, I remember once he took off my bathing suit, and my mom almost caught him, and she asked me if something was going on, and I said no. And
what did he do exactly?
He would just touch me and make me touch him and stuff like that.
And he did this for years?
From the time I was 4, and the last memory I have of it is when I was 7 or 8.
What exactly? Tell me that memory. What happened?
The bathing suit?
Because it's not sexual.
No, not the bathing suit. I mean,
the last memory you had.
The last memory I have is him. He made me touch him, and his friend was there. He had another friend. He used to come over sometimes and make me do things.
Like what?
Oh, Drew, why don't you just believe her?
No, I do believe it. This is not sexual.
Drew told me during the break there's no such thing as rape.
No, I'm trying to delve in a little bit to what exactly went on here, what it has done to her.
Well, he made her touch him. You were like touching his pepe, right?
Yes.
All right.
In what way? Does he touch this?
No, he just put my hand on his
hand. Adam, it's important.
Oh, hold on a second. Jesus Christ, Drew.
Because then we'll ask what happened to our relationships. You're going to find this is not going to be our usual story, is what I'm getting at.
Really?
Uh-uh.
No, I don't. Listen. I believe there's.
The stuff
I believe
going
he's
on.
A little nutty and stuff. And don't get me wrong, but I still think he did whatever he did. I don't know if he had intercourse with her or anything.
I believe he just made her feel out of control and powerless.
Yeah.
But I don't think he overtly sexualized her. So I think you're going to see that she maintains her virginity for a long time.
Why did she wait so long to tell her parents, and why her father?
And that you're going to see something of much more.
What age? How long does she keep that virginity?
Maybe even still.
No.
Maybe.
You want to gamble on that? Come on. Smart guy.
I'll take 21 to 25.
21? I go before 21.
Let's put it back down.
If I hadn't lost my goddamn wallet last night.
Oh, he doesn't even have a wallet. He can't bet you. Oh, yeah, he just went to the ATM.
I didn't.
Break out the cash.
The ATM money's in my wallet.
Get it. No. You just told me.
At the break.
I told you I went to the ATM,
and
then I lost my wallet. How am I going to the ATM without my wallet? I don't have my damn card.
Fine.
All right, you'll be good for it. Go ahead.
No, I think I got someone lent me $10.
That's all we have. Is it 10? Okay, I might have changed.
All right, we made 11
soon. All right, I'm going before 21. Right. It's a layup.
All right, go ahead.
I'll give you 10-1 odds on that. How about that?
That's my last day.
He's
impressed.
He's learning.
Okay.
Hey, she's impressed.
Allie's starting to warm up to me.
I know.
I think there's something here. It's the nappy
very
hair.
Good.
I got my hair
perm. You have a cap on.
All right, hold on. Look at that. That's nice.
Oh, I see it. It's curly.
Well, what line?
And it's long.
Same downstairs as it is upstairs.
We're going to take a break.
Okay, I didn't ask you that.
Are we going to hear this now or are we going to take a break?
All right, we'll take a break. Hold on a second. Ryan?
Hello?
All right, now hold on a second.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll get back with you. Allie Landry's here. We're going to discuss our future plans during the break, and then we'll be back after this.
Loveline, 1-800-LOVE-191. Back in a minute.
Well, it's worth hearing.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Ah, George. So many unanswered questions in this crazy world of ours.
Like what?
Well, why did the girl behind the counter at White Castle give me this cool-looking Crave clip when I ordered up my usual Sacotin?
Lenny.
Well, was it because of my charming good looks? My engaging, albeit somewhat quirky personality?
Albeit?
Well, because I gave her that little wink as she handed me my dinner.
hate to burst your bubble there, lover boy, but White Castle's giving these cool little Crave clips to everyone who orders the Sacotin burgers.
No way.
Yep, got a couple myself.
Same as mine?
Yep.
I mean, shaped with a little mount and a teeth and everything.
You got it.
Perfect for clipping together my important documents.
Look, it's the same like yours, see? Right down to that cute little magnet on the back.
Oh, man. Well, I guess that brings me to another unanswered question.
What's that?
Why are you always trying to bring me down?
Ugh.
I mean, every time I get a little something extra, you got to horn in.
Here we go.
You're like a stick of wood. I got to cut you loose.
Buy a sack of 10 delicious steam-grilled burgers for only $4.40 and get a Crave clip absolutely free while supplies last. White Castle. What you crave?
Hey, teens, dig this. You're at a beach club and the lights are blazing. The music is raging, bodies are thrusting, and the sweat of young hunger is in the air. Oh, yeah, sounds like a high-quality spring break, right? Well, it is, and it happens every Friday night right in your backyard. It's the biggest dance party in the metro for teens at Waterworks Beach Club every Friday night. The doors open at 7 for teens ages 15 to 20, and it goes extreme from there. Waterworks for Bod is one of the largest dance floors in the area with a killer sound and light system. This isn't some lame teen party chaperoned by some old principal wannabe who thinks he knows what your scene is all about. This is the best you'd grow if you had access to the loudest, wildest venue in town. Now you do. Waterworks Beach Club. They don't serve alcohol on Friday nights and are open to midnight to make it a teen-only night every Friday night. Get out to Waterworks this Friday night and register to win a graduation trip to Mexico, courtesy of Bianchi Rossi Tours. Go local in Acapulco with Bianchi Rossi. Waterworks Beach Club is at 7281 Main Street in Centerville. For directions or info, just call them at
651-429-3033. Ah, the drive-thru. A great way to order your food to go, hot, fresh, and fast. But did you ever think of pizza to go? Especially good pizza to go? Now at all Arby's Sbarro restaurants, you can drive through on your lunch break, taking the kids to soccer, or anytime you want piping hot pizza by the slice delivered from our window to yours. Now you'll get two huge slices of our New York-style cheese pizza for just $2.22. You'll love our zesty made-from-scratch sauce, garden-fresh ingredients, and whole milk mozzarella piled high on our own hand-stretched dough. We'll be ready and waiting for you, so point your car to the nearest Arby's Sbarro drive-thru today.
At Arby's Sbarro, we're all about good food. So bring the whole family, we'll get them in the mood. For pizza and for road trip, your hunger will change. It's Arby's and Sbarro, we are sharing one good place.
It's the 2 for $2.22 Super Slice Sale, only at Arby's Sbarro restaurants in Minnesota.
Well, it doesn't take any great vision to see what is the hottest business and communications opportunity today. A new frontier of commerce has arrived in great force. The Internet. Already, many industries are retooling at a frantic pace to allow their customers a more efficient method of making purchases. As is often the case, technological advances have created a shortage of people who know how to utilize the Internet. There exist excellent employment opportunities for individuals who understand the three elements of e-commerce: creativity, administration, and marketing. A local school, the Minnesota School of Computer Imaging, a division of Minnesota School of Business and Globe College, is now offering a new educational program, e-commerce design, to empower individuals with the knowledge of website development, administration, and e-marketing. If you'd like information about this new e-commerce design program, call 651-229-3600. That's 651-229-3600. Or check out their website at msbcollege.com and enter the new frontier.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. Yep. The Love Line. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Allie Landry is our guest tonight. She is on farmclub.com. USA Network, 11 o'clock Monday nights. Her and Matt Pinfield are there. And when we left off, we were going to speak to Ryan. Ryan is 25. Ryan confronted her father today about her brother molesting her. Her brother's 3 years older. She said this went on from about 4 to about 7 or 8. Drew was asking all sorts of questions. Apparently, he was just touching her and having her touch him. I yelled at Drew. Fight broke out. I hit him with a lamp.
Now I'm getting now
we're doing some gambling.
I'm getting the really detached sort of narcissistic parent.
That, all right.
You know, but not the full blown abuse.
Yeah.
Picture.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I gave 10 to 1 odds on this virginity business.
I mean, I get 10 if I'm right.
Who
and you
said
get 1?
21?
You get
10. I said 21 to 24 was her.
I say she lost her virginity before 21.
It's a decent bet.
And, yeah, it is. That's why I'm giving you 10 to 1 odds.
All right.
All I got is 10 bucks. I lost my wallet. That's my last $10. I had to borrow that from somebody. Ryan?
Mm-hmm.
Are you a virgin?
No.
No.
Thank God. When did you lose your virginity?
15.
Yes. Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. And how old was the guy?
21.
21.
So that is the usual pattern.
Was he a friend of your brother's?
No, he was a friend of my friend's brother, actually.
All right. So your brother touched you. He didn't have intercourse with you.
No.
But he touched you, and he made you touch him in an inappropriate way.
Mm-hmm. All right. Have you
for many years.
Were you raped or anything later?
Yep, when I was 16. Yeah.
16.
15.
15.
The first time.
Well, that was a rape.
Oh. I was unconscious drunk.
Okay.
Is your dad an alcoholic?
No.
His mom?
Nope.
What's up with you?
I'm trying to keep it together right now, and I didn't need my father doing this to me.
Well,
that's what I mean. What is it you're trying to keep together? What's been going on?
My last relationship, my boyfriend, he hit me. He got me fired from my job. He got me thrown out of my home, and I was living in my car for a while.
Okay. So a lot of people doing a lot of stuff to you, Ryan. You notice that?
Do you use drugs or alcohol?
Yeah, I do. What's that?
Drugs or alcohol for you?
No.
Okay.
I haven't had a drink since, like, 97.
Why is it so many people are doing so many things to you?
He got me fired from a job. There's no two ways about it. I'm not, like, trying to blame him. In any way.
Well, except for the part about he got you fired from your job, dumped you, he got you thrown out and had to live in
your car. How about picking that guy in the first place?
What's that?
How about picking that guy in the first place?
For the first 2 years we dated, he was fine.
But Ryan,
he was more of a pain in the...
Here's what I'm saying, and I can hear your voice. Everyone does something to you.
No,
I mean,
really.
It wasn't your fault what your brother did. There's no way around that. I just mean, you know, your dad doesn't believe you. Your boyfriend is getting you fired. You passed out.
I mean, I'm not trying to blame him for anything.
You're not.
I mean, hey, I found a new job. I found a new apartment.
All right. So what's up with your dad that he doesn't believe you about your brother?
I don't know.
So
I was adopted.
Oh.
And my brother's his biologically.
Uh-huh.
And my mother passed away, so.
Oh, boy.
How old were you when the mother died?
That was in 97.
And how old were you when you were adopted?
8 months old.
Okay.
What made you decide to tell your dad now?
I don't know. I just didn't feel like... I can't stand to look at him. When we get home for Christmas and stuff.
Your brother or your dad?
Yeah, my brother.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How does he treat you now?
We didn't get along for a very long time because my parents used to be like, why can't you be like your sister kind of thing? And my mom did. So he used to resent me for that. But now we just don't really talk.
All right. Well, listen, Ryan.
Yeah.
I'm sorry your dad doesn't believe you. There's a lot of parents out there that drop the ball. And unfortunately, you can't make it your life's work to get him to believe you.
Yeah, no.
You got to get into some therapy because of the horrible things that were done to you.
And you have to
work out a few of these issues.
You have to be very careful with who you choose to relationships with.
Yeah.
That's the big deal here.
Yes.
Not the abuse of abandoning a-holes.
I don't get the feeling she's going to run into a few more of these guys before her time is through. Dean? Mm-hmm. Dean.
Hi.
Dean, how old are you?
I am 20 years old.
All right, what's up?
I was calling, actually. I work at farmclub.com, and I was calling to talk to Allie. And,
is this Dee?
No.
Dee, what are you doing?
Well, hi, Allie, how you doing?
Hold on.
You called.
A little Loveline recap here. Hi, my name's Dean. I work at... hold on a second.
Dean's the best.
Is this Dean?
This is Dean.
No.
From Farm Club.
This is Dean. Dean.
Dean.
This is the one and only.
The one and only.
What do you do over there, Dean?
Let me tell you. Dean has it going on. Dean's 20 years old. Mm-hmm. And he's kind of big time at Farm Club.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm the A&R manager for Farm Club.
Wow.
Dean, you listen to the music that comes in, right?
I listen to the music that comes in and,
find new artists.
How many bands log on or send their music in each week?
About 100 and... It varies a day. Maybe, like, up to 200 upload their like three tracks each.
Per day?
Per day.
And how much of the song, Be Honest, do you actually listen to? I mean, you can tell in the first 30 seconds whether it's a hit or not, right?
You can tell in the first 30, 45 seconds. If it's good, you know, if it's halfway decent, you know, you get to the chorus at least.
Right. But, have you heard any songs that you think are going to be hits?
Yeah, actually, we're trying to sign a band right now that uploaded to the site, and we had performing the show called East Side. And they're you know, from like the Korn genre, you know, a really, really cool band from Massachusetts. And after being on our show, we tire on their website, and they got 250,000 hits by the next morning.
Well, that's a lot of acid. Dean?
Yes.
Listen, I'm, as you know, involved with the music industry myself, okay. Hosting the Loveline program. Fairly powerful guy. There's a upstart band I would like you to give a listen to.
Do
you have that queued up there, Anderson? Just listen to her sing. Yes, he does. Now, don't judge yet. Just listen. Don't judge. This is off the soundtrack of Taboo 2. He can do more than you'd ever imagine. And do it with style. Listen to the words. Oh, yes, he does. I know that you thought it's about a guy who's nailing his sister and his mom.
Oh, yeah.
But just listen. Well, maybe you did, but you don't. You hear that? You don't hear lyrics like that today.
Thank goodness. No, yeah,
he only reveals what he wants you to see and then shows it all.
You know
that's what he does. He satisfies me. Here's the bridge, Dean. If you only knew just what he could do, you wouldn't too. If you only knew. Oh, yes.
You text that often?
Well, actually, I brought Taboo 2 into work today and sung it in front of the entire
staff. I'm feeling your backups on that.
Yeah. You're feeling it? Oh, my God.
Dean, seriously, here's the point. All right, that may not be the best song you've heard, but with my
a little remixing.
Little remixing, a little sweetening in the studios, they say, and my talent and stature in the business behind it, I think we could make it a hit.
I can see where that's gone. Yes.
All right.
Dean, did you call for something? Did you actually want to get something out of this phone?
Yes, I actually did. I wanted to call. You know, I see Allie every week at least because we film the show every Friday at farmclub.com. And every you know, usually she's with her very gorgeous roommate Dawn.
Oh.
And I just wanted to ask her a little advice on how I should go about asking her roommate out and if she'd be okay with that.
Dean! Of course you should ask her.
Really? What's how old is Dawn?
Oh, Adam's one.
Dawn's older than Dean.
I like Dawn. Hey, Dean, sorry, buddy.
Dawn's cool. Dawn's 23, maybe?
23. It's a little old, but
23.
I can do it.
Do you think I got a shot?
Dean, we always ask you to call us during the week so we can go out. We don't hear the phone ringing.
Hey, Dean, what's up?
Allie,
he's an executive in a big startup.
I know, but, you know, take time out. You have to have a break sometimes.
I'm busy listening to bands like Dean the one that I just played.
Okay, Dean, call her. Well, no, call us, and we'll do something together, and then...
Please, he doesn't need you chaperoning you and that nappy-headed...
He likes me.
Bike-riding boyfriend of yours.
Adam doesn't like Mario.
All right. No, it's just his role I object to.
But I love Mario. I mean, we had a great time going out.
He is your guy.
The other night.
All right, Dean, ask her out.
Okay.
Yeah, Allie's giving me the green light, right?
Like an enthusiastic green light.
And does he have the number?
He has the number. He has all the numbers.
All right, we'll take a little break. We'll be back after this.
With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
1-800-LOVE-191.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
There's St. Patrick's Day Party.
Spiker's St. Patrick's Day Party. This Friday, St. Patrick's Day, Spiker's Grill and Beach Club is the place to be.
With the hottest party in town, whether you're Irish or not.
Featuring the hottest drink specials all night.
1 cent beers from 5 to 6 and 9 to 10.
Live music and for wrestling fans, get this, live.
pro wrestler.
If this isn't enough, how about trying your skill in our golf simulator with Spiker's hole-in-one contest?
Just get a hole-in-one and you win a brand new 2000 Chevrolet Cavalier from Friendly Chevrolet.
You'll want to check out Spiker's giant game room too and try Spiker's famous prime rib or juicy pork chops. Rated as one of the best.
There's no other place for you to go on St. Patrick's Day.
Head to Spiker's Berlin Beach Club in Fritzland.
1 cent beers, live music, pro wrestling.
Get a chance to win a 2000 Chevy Cavalier.
Nobody else does that.
All under one roof.
This Friday, the St. Patrick's Party is at Spiker's Berlin Beach Club in Fritzland.
Just 3 miles north of 694 and Central Avenue in Osborne.
For directions, call 612-780-1000.
How low can they go? It's Superstore clearance time. Going on now at Sex World. For a limited time, Sex World's dropping trowel.
Oh!
With great deals on a huge selection of adult videos. Name brand stuff. Today's hottest superstars. Full length, uncut. Three for just $19.99. Need more? Take four. Four packs of hot triple X action are an unbelievable $29.99. Videos, DVDs, adult toys, and more. It's all gotta go to make room for the truckloads that are on their way. Lingerie, clothing, shoes, and sportswear. Something for everyone.
Is there something for me?
Yeah, even you, Granny. Sex World's got it, and it's priced to sell. Check out the deals on two packs of Sex Inc. magazine. Page after page of homegrown talent. The Real Girls Next Door. Two for just $7.99. With prices like these, they won't last long. Hurry in for best selection. Superstore clearance time at Sex World. 241 2nd Avenue North in the Warehouse District. Downtown Minneapolis. Sex World featuring live booth girls 24 hours a day. Is this a great country or what?
Now more than ever, businesses of all sizes are desperately seeking IT professionals. They're desperate because the people applying do not have the qualifications to match the position. If you're looking for a school that will provide you with the qualifications that make you employable, it's time you call MindLeap. MindLeap has recognized what most conventional schools are not offering their students, a guarantee that they will become Microsoft certified. As a school that is setting the standards in education, MindLeap is dedicated to providing each student with the training and certifications the industry demands. Learn with qualified instructors that focus on getting you Microsoft certified through hands-on project-based learning with the latest hardware and software. Skeptical? MindLeap challenges you to take a look at other schools. What are they really offering you? Will they simply hand you a school certificate stating you attended classes? Or will they take the time to ensure you have the knowledge, confidence, and certifications employers want? The answer will surprise you. Take the challenge and then call MindLeap. MindLeap has classes starting every month and weekend classes starting in March. For more info, call MindLeap today at 612-884-3167.
Now this here's the story of a dead porcupine who found himself in school and how he used collegeclub.com and its many useful tools. He found study help and MP3s, got financial aid and knowledge. Well, there was so much to choose from. He even learned about bondage. Now there's a lesson in this song, and if you listen close, you heard it. If a dead porcupine can do all this at collegeclub.com, then you can too. Gosh darn it. Thank you. Thanks a lot. Thank you to collegeclub.com for having me here tonight. Y'all log on to collegeclub.com. It's all you. It's all you.
Log on to collegeclub.com for the inside scoop on spring break, hot photos, live webcams, and crazy stories. collegeclub.com. It's all you.
Alternative Classics Zone 105 presents Star Wars, The Magic of Myth at the Minneapolis Institute of Arts. This exhibit has original artwork, costumes, and the actual characters, props, and models used in creating the Star Wars films. If you're a Star Wars junkie, join Brian Oak at the Star Wars exhibit on Friday, March 17th from 7 to 9 p.m.
Hey, isn't Star Wars for nerds?
Excuse me? I'll show you a nerd.
Email, fax, or send us a postcard to win tickets to the show on Friday. Brian Oak will be leading guided tours of the exhibit, because no one knows more about Star Wars than Brian Oak. I mean, no one. Not even Lucas. Star Wars, The Magic of Myth, from the Minneapolis Institute of Arts and Alternative Classics.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
We're smack in the middle of the zone.
Oh, wow.
105. Yep, it is Loveline. I'm Adam. That is Drew. We'll take ourselves a quick 10-second timeout. We'll be back with more of the show in just 10 seconds.
This is Loveline on Radio Station.
Zone 105, KZNR Lakeville, KZNZ Cambridge, KZNZ Eden Prairie. This is Loveline.
This is Zone 105.
It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. He is Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Allie Landry is our guest tonight. She's here talking about farmclub.com. Monday nights, 11 o'clock on the fabulous USA and Cisco coming up this coming Monday.
Yeah, we already taped that show. I guess it's Cisco and Primus.
Right.
Which is a little wild.
Oh, yeah.
They were doing that moshing. That's what you call it?
That's what you call it.
I backed up. No, it kind of gets crazy sometimes, I guess.
And how many people are out in the audience usually?
Well, I think actually a lot of people get their tickets, from K-Rock and... Or they just show up at Universal, but we pack in, I guess, about, I don't know, I'm guessing 200-300 people.
That's
it's like it's like a concert.
It's good promotion. Well, it is a concert, yeah.
I thought I heard a Loveline commercial on radio.
Really?
K-Rock.
Were you traveling?
I was on K-Rock.
Really? What were we doing?
We were Jeopardy questions.
They
thought that was great, and they made a play on that.
Yeah. All right, so here's what we're going to do now. Eminem has called in. We're just talking. I don't know if it was off the air. I think it was off the air. Allie said that Dean, who'd called in and wanted to get a date from Allie's roommate,
Don
signed Eminem.
Dean
discovered him.
Dean, I think the story is Dean. Eminem was, I guess, at this some airport or some doing this rap contest. I don't know if I'm saying it right, but Dean was there. And talk to the manager, and Dean is a young kid. They didn't take him seriously. He's like, give me your tape. I work for this, you know, this record label. He brought it in and gave it to Jimmy Iovine of Interscope. And then Dr. Dre, it was at Jimmy Iovine's house, and Dr. Dre came over and heard the tape. And
the rest is history. And Eminem was on the show whenever the MTV Music Awards were, I think, like the next day or something.
I like him, too.
He won an award. Eminem?
What's up, Adam? What's up, Drew?
How are you?
I'm good. Hi, Allie.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm good. I got Dr. Dre here tied up.
Oh, no. Are y'all just busy in the studio right now?
He's gagged right now. Dr. Dre is tied up and gagged.
He's gagged?
Yeah, I've got him. I'm forcing him to make me beats right now.
Are y'all still in the studio?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Are y'all going crazy right now?
No, I'm not going crazy. Dre is. I won't untie him, but...
And Eminem, where are you? North Hollywood?
Somewhere like that. I don't even know.
What's in North Hollywood?
Recording studios.
You're in Burbank somewhere.
Oh, same thing.
Somewhere,
like, maybe I shouldn't give that information.
They blindfold me and bring me here.
Right.
I don't know.
Is like Dean with you?
Huh?
Is Dean with you?
Yeah, Dean's with me.
See?
He's trying.
Are y'all trying to set Dean up?
See, what I was trying to do was call up and say I was a 31-year-old virgin. Whose penis only gets erect when I stick in the peanut butter, but you guys blew my cover.
Oh, if only it was true. I mean, I blew your cover, Eminem, because we've done this. How many times have we tried this on this show? 10 times?
Yeah.
10,000 times.
Yeah.
It never works. Everyone always just gets confused. And so I just figured, well, Eminem's on the line. What the hell?
Well, I just wanted to say what up anyway.
Hey.
Thanks for calling in, Eminem. And when you finish the album and you want to come back on and plug it or any other time, we'd be delighted to have you.
I say
and go and congratulations on the Grammys.
Oh, thank you.
And go and tie Dr. Dre now.
All right, Eminem.
All right.
Take care. Thanks for calling in.
Bye.
That was nice.
Yeah.
Look at us.
Okay, I have to tell you a story. When I first went there, this is my first day on the job. I go over to the studio and I was brought up not really around people who curse so much. Okay,
right.
So I'm there with Eminem and Dr. Dre, and he's doing this this rap.
Those are like commas and periods for that.
Every other word.
Those aren't really.
Every other word was like a curse. It was like. My virgin ears were like, oh, my gosh. So all I could do was, like, just totally smile. And you could see it's the opening of the show. And then, like, at one point, like, he, flips off the camera. And just my natural instinct was just, to grab his hand and, like, pull it down. And he's like, hey, Allie, it's Gable. So, I'm kind of getting used to...
All
this with this music.
See, this is why your folks didn't want you to come out to Los Angeles.
I'm getting no.
Hang around with a bunch of cussing rappers and dating a nappy-headed guy on a bicycle. It's really heroin is next for you, Allie.
No,
you've been completely corrupted.
No, I have not.
Oh,
not
yes.
At all.
Okay. What happened to the little girl from Louisiana?
She's still there.
Yeah, I'd like to talk to her sometime.
She's good. I'm always good.
I'd really like to talk to her. Wouldn't
ask
you,
anybody.
Wouldn't you, Drew?
He knows. See, Dr. Drew knows.
Joe, you're 18. Drew, your computer is now blocking the screen, you idiot. Get that thing out of there.
Hello?
What's going on there, Joe?
Well, like my girlfriend told me she was pregnant, and she's only 15, but she already has a kid, and her son's like a year old, and well, I had talked to my aunt about it, and she told me that that you know her parents really couldn't do nothing because we were only like 3 years apart from each other, but I want to know, could her parents, you know, like, press any charges against me or something?
Are you
like
in California?
Yeah.
Yeah, there is that law in California for you.
There is?
Yeah.
Did her parents do before for the other child and the other
No.
Kid? He's younger than you.
Well, that was her dad, so.
Well, I wouldn't, you know. I don't know where that guy's at, but I know, you know, they never
did anything.
You know, did anything.
What a surprise. Isn't that there?
What is her deal? Why does she want to have kids at her age?
Well, I don't. Well, I know that, you know, it was like some situation that she had a kid that way, you know, and like.
Why does she want to have a child with you?
He doesn't know. She doesn't want to.
Well, one thing we don't talk about this show is that some cultures sort of encourage teenage girls to get pregnant.
Uh huh. I agree. Joe, are you French?
What culture?
Well, I'm Hispanic.
Oh, Hispanic. No, that doesn't happen in a Hispanic culture. True. What are you talking about? What do you imply?
The thing is, like, my family and her family, we've known each other for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And
she's Hispanic or Scandinavian?
Yeah.
Hispanic. And your family's known each other for a while. I don't know. I'm colorblind, Drew. I don't know. And I don't know any differences in any cultures, because there is no difference in any culture. You go to Sweden, you go to Mexico, it's the same place. You wouldn't know where you were. Hey, Joe, but why didn't you use protection? I mean, she's already has a kid at 15.
Well, it was like we've only been together since like I was 17.
Oh, okay.
I just turned 18.
I see.
And, it happened after I turned 18.
I see.
And
why didn't you use protection, though, Joe?
It just happened. Like,
knowing that she had a child already.
What just happened?
I didn't want it. Well,
I understand. And how far along is she? How pregnant is she?
She's 5 weeks.
5 weeks. And how about an abortion?
Well, her family's Christian. And
right.
You know, we don't
Mexican
really
family, right? No.
Wait a minute. They should be Catholic. Aren't they Catholic?
No.
They're not?
No.
I thought Mexicans were Catholic.
Well, not all Mexicans, you know.
Oh, really?
Christians.
Really? Troublemakers as Christians. And they're Christian, and they don't believe in abortion or adoption or anything with the shun at the end of it?
Well, I think her mom wants her to give the kid for adoption, but she doesn't want to.
Wow, mom.
Oh,
listen. In a rare moment of sanity.
Clarity. Well, she's got the one tugging at her apron strings. That's enough.
Is the are the parents raising that other child?
Yeah, because, see, I can't cling to her mom.
Oh, right.
Good. That's good.
And, you know, because I told her, you know, that I was feeling guilty about it, you know.
Right.
And I told her that, you know, I wanted to just come clean and so she would know.
So what did they tell you you're supposed to do? What is their response?
Well, she didn't really say anything much. She wasn't really, she told me she was angry.
All right.
But she didn't hate me.
Well, and where's the dad? Is he around?
Her father died. She has a stepfather.
Never.
And, you know, she told me she wouldn't mention it to him.
What's the stepfather all about?
Well, he's, I don't know. He's
not a good guy?
Well, he's all right now, you know. He's born again, whatever.
Uh-oh. He was in prison at some time, right?
Well, her family was pretty messed up before.
Yeah, you only find Jesus in prison, I've learned from this show.
Well, not really.
Well, no, God, they say he's on the outside, but when you go into prison, that's when you really meet Jesus. He's in there. Does this guy have some tats in Born Again?
Yeah, he has a lot of tattoos.
Yeah, you know what the scariest thing is? Guys with tats are born again. I worked with a whole bunch of them installing closets for a long time. It's like, here's what you gather from a guy who's a guy who carries a Bible and a lot of tats. I killed a handful of people, and I don't want to go to hell. So now I'm kissing Jesus' ass. But you get me drunk and F around with my van, you're going too. That's basically what that message is. Guys with a lot of tattoos who are born again scare the hell out of me. Joe, listen, when I'm in power, girls like this are going to be sterilized.
But Joe's a good guy, maybe he can.
Joe's not a bad guy, but now what the hell's Joe? Joe, you talk her into adoption. Talk her into giving that child.
What about Joe marrying her and crying?
No. She's got a kid from a. Are you kidding me? Hold on a second. Joe.
Yeah.
Listen, brother. Here is your only chance.
Yeah.
Get her to give the child up for adoption.
You got the mom on board with this.
Yes. Enlist the mom's help. Give the child up for adoption.
She's a kid up for adoption.
Absolutely. Yeah. She's 15. The kid will be raised by two loving parents. And a stepbrother rapes it. But other than that, it's going to be a storybook childhood for this child. All right? Up for adoption, well, Joe.
What do you want to do, Joe?
Like, I feel if the kid is part of me, you know?
No, it's not. Stop that.
Now, whatever, you know what's on your gym sock and in the hamper? That's part of you, too. Who cares? Forget about that, Joe. You'll be over that kid as part of me when a kid is crying at 4:30 in the morning. You're having to get up and nurse it. That's right. He will actually be sucking at your hairy bosom. Joe, give the kid up for adoption. It'll screw your life up. You're 18.
And by the way,
15.
If you still want to cling to that narcissistic nonsense that he is part of you, why don't you take care of him
then
properly?
Get married.
Get him some good parents.
Drop out of school. Get a job. There you go.
Get him some good parents adoption.
Good argument. All right. Okay. Ryan?
Yes.
You're 19.
It was Brian, but...
All right.
Anyway.
What's up there, Brian?
Nothing. I've been, not too long ago, seems like 8 days ago, a friend of mine and I smoked a whole lot of weed, and I'm still feeling it even today. And I'm wondering, is that normal?
No. What is it you mean you still feel it? What do you feel?
High. Like, I still have the whole high feeling.
Is it the same high feeling you had when you were using, or some sort of residual effect?
Sure, the residual effect. Like, I still...
But, I mean, do you still feel good on this, or do you feel sort of
like
locked in?
I want it to go away, and it won't.
Yeah. There is something called the post-hallucinogenic perceptual disorder, and a lot of people aren't aware that marijuana is a hallucinogenic, where you get this sort of locked-in phenomenon, where you stay sort of in a dreamlike state, you sort of detach from reality.
Like, work and everything, like, my whole work shift will just fly by, and I'm like, you know, like, time seems to go a lot faster.
Right,
oh, that's good.
Time perception is screwed up. Then you start getting anxious and then depressed. Are you starting to have panic attacks or anything yet?
Not really, just a lot of discomfort.
Like. Yeah, and usually people first go, hey, cool, I'm still high, this is great.
Is that chemical or is it just mental?
Oh, no, listen, when you start messing with drugs, you are screwing with the anatomy and biochemistry of the brain. And
that's what they've done.
Yeah, something is significantly disrupted. And people that get this, it usually settles down but often requires treatment.
What could he do?
That you've got to see a psychiatrist who has experience in dealing with people with post-hallucinogenic perceptual disorder. You were at very substantial risk for depression going forward. Serious depression.
Allie, you ever smoked pot?
No.
Really? Wow.
I've been around people who did when I was younger.
Oh, all right. That's good.
You're around one now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'm high right now.
No, you're not.
That's right.
See, I'm so, like, I can never tell.
Can't tell. I'm baked. I'm out of my mind.
No, just people in general, I guess people that come on our show.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. All those acts? Stoned.
No idea.
All rappers?
No
stoned.
Clue.
Well, more
stoned. Let me tell you something about rappers. Even before they're out of their mom, they're stoned because their dads will take a bong load and blow it up the mom's vagina. Just to get the kid, like, you know, you get a cat
high.
That's
graphic.
It's true. You know, you can get your dog high.
No, tell me.
You get dog high.
I don't want to know.
You want to get your dog high?
Well, you're going to tell me anyway, so go ahead.
Yeah, you just smoke some pot, and you do a little buddy breathing. You know, you put your, you cup your hands over the dog's nose.
And what does your dog do then?
My dog got paranoid and killed himself.
He's the only one laughing.
He tried to swallow a whole rawhide bone and killed himself. He's a freak. No, I don't have a dog.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Poor thing.
He ran away, joined a cult. He got him good and baked. No, a lot of guys.
Well, if you were the owner.
Guys get their dogs stoned. You don't know that? Hang around with those people?
Well, you know, you're just a whole new world out there.
Oh, yeah. I could introduce you to things you've never seen before, like getting a dog stoned. You can get dog drunk. You can get a lot of good stuff with your dog.
Small airplanes.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah, let's not pile it on too heavy for the young lady. That's certainly true. But I do occasionally fly the remote-controlled model airplane. I know a lot of guys talk about it because they know the ladies enjoy it. It's kind of an aphrodisiac. But I actually do fly the model airplanes. A lot of posers out there talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel?
Hey.
You're 16. What's up?
Yeah, I'm about to go down on my girlfriend because we're, like, kind of in that position in our relationship.
All right, hand her the phone. I want to talk to her.
And she's right here right now.
Oh, I thought he was right. I knew you were right there.
No, I wish.
Oh, okay. Right.
But I just need some tips on how to give really good oral sex because I want to be able to, like, really make her feel, like, good and stuff.
Okay.
Read a book.
Read a book?
Who do you have any
kind of books
you can recommend?
You know, it has all those, like, love books and all that kind of good stuff.
Right.
Really? Hold on. Our caller's the one dead. The guest is telling them to read a book. They're calling in for some real
world
advice.
Okay, go ahead. Give it to him. Tell
him.
Well,
what would some of your tips be, Allie?
That's a guy thing. I'm not even going.
What are you talking about? We don't know what the hell we're doing. You don't have to get too personal. Let's just talk about, like, friends of yours have told you this or told you that.
The friend thing.
Yeah.
Watch a video. There you go.
What kind of video?
Huh?
What kind of video?
You know, like a
porno video?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's a lot of posturing for the camera. We're looking for something a guy can actually use in the bedroom. Let me give him my. Look at my technique.
Give me an anatomy book, Adam.
Please.
The anatomy book?
No,
I don't like that anatomy book. It's very confusing.
You need a little instruction on that. Yeah.
You need to practice. Practice makes perfect.
Yeah, but he's doing it for the first time. He doesn't want to be told to practice. He's going to screw this thing up. What are some general overall tips? You don't have to get specific. Just
like go slow.
Slow or fast, for instance. You know. Yeah. Hold on, I'm going to masturbate. Get the lights and the door. Get on the other side of the door. Yeah?
Okay, I'm not going there. It depends. It depends.
Well, you don't have to do it, but let's say the guy's going there.
The guy's going there? Well, it depends on what the girl wants, I guess.
Well, but...
I guess every girl's different. I don't know. I haven't talked to another, you know.
You haven't? No. My God, you don't smoke pot? You don't know anything about oral sex?
And you see, and you didn't think I was good. You thought it was like, you know, I was corrupted and everything.
Well, I know you're going bad. But apparently
I'm not going
yet.
Bad. I'm so not going bad.
Okay, well, listen.
You've seen you change since that first week after the...
No, he has not.
Right. Daniel?
We've been knowing Allie since the moment she hit the scene.
All right, I'm going to tell you how to perform oral sex in a young lady.
He's going to tell you.
All right, you're the man, so you should know.
That's right.
Man-Ace.
That's right, Man-Ace. That's my rap name. All right, listen up there, Daniel.
All right.
Okay. I'll put him on a hold. I don't want him interrupting me.
Okay.
First, as we've spoken about before, do not treat a woman like a dog. You treat her like a cat. Do not come running after her, roll over on her back, and rub her belly in a vigorous fashion. It's very, very smooth, very even strokes, like you handle a cat. You know, you take a cat, Allie, and
uh-huh.
The cat's sitting on your lap. You don't want the cat to run away. You don't smother it. You don't yank its ears from side to side. You don't yell, "Who's your daddy?" and plant your face right in its belly and start blowing and stuff. Very smooth, even, consistent stroke.
That's good advice.
And you got to go with the grain, too, you know. You don't start going the other direction and start getting uneven and herky-jerky. The cat just gets up, jumps off your lap, right? Maybe even dig some nails in. Very smooth. Yeah? Huh? Very smooth, very consistent, you know? Yeah. And here's the thing. A woman, like a cat, you know, when you get to that point where it kind of feels good, the cat will start pushing on you a little bit, a little pressure. You don't have to talk to the cat. They don't have to say anything. You just start stroking around there, and you'll feel like, ooh, there's a little pressure. You're starting to push back a little bit. When you start getting that little push back thing, you know you're on to something.
Right.
That's right. Now it's time to crack a beer and turn the TV on and call your buddies.
That's my main mayonnaise.
Now, so you start getting that little pushback, and whatever it is you are doing, you just keep doing that. But don't hurry. Don't be in a hurry. Just nice and smooth and consistent.
And she'll guide you.
She'll guide you. But less is definitely more down there. And if you give them the real light, you give them a light little feathery treatment every once in a while, you know? Just pretend the end of your tongue is the end of a little ostrich feather or something. You just go... Just a little teasing, right, Drew? A little teasing?
I'm getting a little nauseous here.
Wait a minute, Allie, come on. You know I'm on to something here, right?
You're doing very well. Take his advice. He's very light.
You'll never get into trouble by going light. That's what I'm saying. Go a little light for
a while.
And
then take her lead, you know?
Yeah, take her lead.
Listen to what he's saying, then you know.
Very rhythmic. But you're not eating a 6-foot sub. Don't get too excited. Try it. Just very, very consistent. That's fluid. Don't get herky jerky. Don't shift up techniques too fast. And again, my special tip of the week, my, what day is it, Drew? Tuesday night tip? Tuesday, Mardi Gras. Cunnilingus tip? Very light. Just a...
It's on the mic.
Yeah? Doing it for you, Allie?
No.
I think it is. Matt?
No. Yes.
No, yes.
Mm-mm.
Listen, I know what a woman likes. Matt?
Yes.
You're 13?
Yes.
Okay, I don't like your attitude, so hold on, you idiot. I'm going to put, he's been on hold for 60 minutes, we'll get on hold for what, another 25?
We'll get
by. All right, 45. Drew, it's not 45 minutes left in this show.
That's the point.
Shannon is 15, she lives with grandparents while mom uses drugs. She wants to know how to say she wants to move back with mom. To the grandparents?
Mm.
All right, we got to take a break, but wait a minute. Shannon? What's up? Ooh.
Meth beans.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
You got that little girl voice, right?
I think so. That's what everybody tells me.
Uh-oh. That's a bad sign.
This is what we're talking about in terms of knowing something right away. Yeah.
Anything happen to you growing up?
Or what happened to you?
Whenever I was, like, 4, I moved with my grandparents because, my mom, basically, abandoned me.
All right.
And, my brother came along with me, but, the main reason why I want to move back is because, I have a lot of brothers and sisters.
Uh-huh.
And, I don't want them to miss out, you know.
Of what?
Because they still live with my mom. And, I think she still uses drugs and everything like that, but I don't know.
How many brothers and sisters do you have? And, hold on, let me cock the gun because I'm going to kill myself. Go ahead.
Okay.
How many?
Yeah.
How many brothers and sisters?
I have 7 sisters and 6 brothers.
No! All right, that's it. Hold on a second, Shannon. Oh, for Christ's sake.
She's the only one living with her grandparents. She needs to stay there.
All right, let me go on a just minor 45-second tirade about the man, the system, the government, and then we're going to go to break. We tell everybody what to do in this society. Everybody. Except for the people that are knocking out 14 kids and getting high. Those people are untouchable. Would never dream of telling somebody how many kids they can have. Although we have no qualms about telling people how much money they have to pay or what addition they can add on to their house or if they got to wear a seatbelt or if they got to wear a helmet or what toll they have to pay or what tax they have to pay. That's coming out the wazoo. But God forbid you tell some coke whore not to have her 11th kid and all of a sudden somebody's playing God. That is ridiculous. I want to tell these people. I want these people sterilized early on. I want the Norplant put in them at their first kid. I mean, how old do you think this chick was when she got knocked up the first time? 15, 16?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to let her have 11 kids? I can't put a goddamn guest room above my garage because it's not permitted? I'm going to kill somebody. You want to know what's undoing society? This is it. 7 girls. Which one of them's going to be pregnant first? Which one of the boys is going to be in prison first? Who's going to kill your kid first? Who's going to carjack you first? Huh? It drives me insane. Insane that the pussies that are in power in this country won't dream of touching this. There's not a politician that'll touch this issue. It drives me insane. And every time somebody tries to come up with something, like, hey, how about some drug testing for people on who are getting welfare? Or how about mandatory birth control for mothers that are cranking out kids? The ACLU is suing everyone left and right. Good. Listen, you idiots, you pussy politicians and you ACLU lawyers, I hope their kid sticks a shiv in your kid. What do you think of that? I hope this unwanted abused son puts a shiv right in the side of your lily white kid's ass. Or cocculus. Paralyzed from the waist down. That's what I hope. Because that's what you're shooting for, you pussy do-gooders. Please. And these politicians, such wussies. They know what the real problem is. All they want to talk about is, we're going to build more prisons. We're going to build more roads. We're going to get the unemployed employed. You want to do something? Stop having people like this have 12 kids. Magically, it'll all go away. Who's going to fill these prisons? Drew's kids? Allie's kids? My kids? No. These kids. They act as if it's some sort of random cosmic spin of the wheel. Oh, who's going to end up in prison? Well, you never know. Could be one of Drew's triplets. No, it's not Drew's triplets. It's these kids. These kids need to stop being born. Someone's got to do something, and I'm the man. Allie, let's raise a family.
So superhuman.
Superhuman. They'll get you your looks and my mouth.
Uh-oh.
That's right.
Uh-oh.
Well, I'll teach him oral sex because her mom won't talk. All right, we'll be back with Shannon after this.
Back once again with
Love Line. Love Line. Savannah Kroll and Dr. Drew will be right back before you know it. You can't feel your face. You're blasting through this
love. This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
It started in Wyoming, or so the story goes. Just a man making tacos. Now everybody knows. There's a whole lot of Mexican going on. Taco John, Taco John.
Introducing the Magnificent Six. Taco John's six new El Grande tacos and burritos. Three big new tacos and three all-new burritos that even have rice in them. All brimming with tender steak, char-grilled chicken or seasoned beef, and all loaded with the works. There are six of them, and they're all grand. In fact, some folks even say they're magnificent. But you'll have to decide that for yourself, one at a time.
It's going on to Taco John.
The Magnificent Six, the new El Grande tacos and the all-new El Grande burritos are available now at all surrounding area Taco Johns.
Hello?
Hey, bro. Heading out tonight?
Maybe. What's up?
Downtown, dude. Loud music, foam dancing, and don't forget, it's goth night.
Nah. Crowds, parking, attitude. What else?
How about uptown?
More attitude. And I'm not really in the mood for pierced tongues tonight.
Right. Let's go to the Eagle's Nest in Robbinsdale. They got that cool new game room.
Yeah?
They serve original Broadway pizza.
Oh, yeah.
And those imports you like on tap, they got them ice cold.
That's it. Did you say Robbins Center?
Yep. Highway 81 and 42nd in Robbinsdale.
See you there.
Got hanging out on your mind? The Eagle's Nest Lounge in Robbinsdale. If you could, you'd move in. They serve original Broadway pizza, and you could chase that with your favorite ice cold import on tap. And one home away from home would be complete without a game room. The Eagle's Nest has a fantastic new game room just waiting for you and the crew. Wander into the Eagle's Nest at Highway 81 and 42nd Street North in Robbinsdale. Call if you want, 533-0800. The Eagle's Nest Lounge. Atmosphere without attitude.
Jolly Rancher, the candy with 1 billion percent fruit flavor, brings you the Jolly Rancher Rocks Tour, coming to a Hard Rock Cafe near you. The Jolly Rancher Rocks Tour features a collection of some of today's best new music. You'll see live performances by bands like Frankie Machine, Me, and Peter Searcy. And remember to check your local stores for specially marked packages of Jolly Rancher to see how you can get a free, limited edition Jolly Rancher Hard Rock t-shirt along with other great offers. For more information on Jolly Rancher Rocks with the Hard Rock Cafe and to get a full list of tour dates and locations, log on to Hershey's.com or HardRock.com. The Jolly Rancher Rocks Tour is brought to you by Jolly Rancher, the candy with 1 billion percent fruit flavor.
Come on down to the Quest next Saturday, March 25th, to check out the Jolly Rancher Rocks Tour. It's a free show, compliments of Jolly Rancher and Best Buy. Doors open at 6 p.m.
There's St. Patrick's Day Party.
Spiker's St. Patrick's Day Party. This Friday, St. Patrick's Day, Spiker's Grill and Beach Club is the place to be.
With the hottest party in town, whether you're Irish or not.
Featuring the hottest drink specials all night.
1 cent beers from 5 to 6 and 9 to 10.
Live music and for wrestling fans, get this. Live. Pros.
wrestling.
If this isn't enough, how about trying your skill in our golf simulator with Spiker's hole-in-one contest? Just get a hole-in-one and you win a brand new 2000 Chevrolet Cavalier from Friendly Chevrolet. You'll want to check out Spiker's giant game room, too, and try Spiker's famous prime rib or juicy pork chops. Rated as one of the best. There's no other place for you to go on St. Patrick's Day. Head to Spiker's Grillin' Beach Club and fruit 1 cent beers, live music, pro wrestling, and a chance to win a 2000 Chevy Cavalier. Nobody else does that. All under one roof. This Friday, the St. Patrick's Party is at Spiker's Grillin' Beach Club in Quinlan. Just 3 miles north of 694 and Central Avenue in Osborne. For directions, call 612-780-1000.
Spiker. I'm Brian Oak.
I'm Mary Lucia. Mornings on Zone 105.
This Friday night, Zone 105 will be hosting a very special evening at the Minneapolis Institute of Arts, the Star Wars exhibition, The Magic of Myth, and I'll be giving guided tours.
Now, Brian, why don't I ask you some possible questions you might have to field?
Hit me.
Was George Lucas a film student at UCLA?
More than likely.
At what temperature will an animal's urine freeze?
Wait, you mean like a bantha, or are you talking like about a... Like a
dog.
Like a sand person?
Just a dog.
I don't know. Yeah. What? This is Star Wars. Ask me about a lightsaber, or Dagobah, or Metachlorians.
Shiitake mushrooms.
No, you don't understand Star Wars.
But you're fielding questions.
Ben Kenobi, Chewbacca on Star Wars. On Star Wars.
You didn't say that.
Are you scared, Mary Lucia?
What?
You will be.
The hell are you talking about?
Alternative classics. Zone 105.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. Just seeing what Drew was doing, paying no attention to the show, obviously.
He's chatting.
10 minutes without any conversation.
No, I listened to you rant and rave about your wallet. I normally just sit here and listen to you.
Pay attention to the show, would you please? I just sat there and watched you for 2 minutes while you were totally oblivious to the fact that the show was starting.
I was listening to the music.
Except for the conversation you had with Allie about her phone recorder, about her dictaphone, which was on the air. Please, I have to tote every barge around here, Drew. Focus. Come on, buddy. Let's go. Drew, it's not enough that he does the job he's doing.
If you want me the hosting part, I'll do it. I have no problem doing
Drew,
it.
Just please.
One host, one not host.
Listen.
It worked fine. If you want me to do the intro, I'll be happy.
Listen.
If I started doing it,
listen to
you
me.
Would freak out.
Listen to me, Drew.
I'm listening, sir.
First off, you're gallivanting all over the country trying to make a buck while you're on the Loveline dime. Fine. Go ahead. I don't care. Then you come into the studio. See, Drew's first thing was how much business can I take care of during the commercials, before the show, and after the show? And then sometimes, actually, while the show is going on, I'll be in another country doing things. Now, while the show is on and you're in the studio, you're actually working your third job.
That's why
I can see where this is going, Drew. You're gonna start manufacturing shirts in here.
Yes, that's
soon. You're gonna get 15 Guatemalans with
that.
Sewing machines in here, sewing Dr. Drew tote bags that you're gonna be overseeing while you're trying to do the show. Focus on this show at least while you're in the room. Please. You owe it to the listeners. Shannon? All right, so again, because I kill myself once, I'm going to kill myself again. You have seven brothers? Huh?
Sisters.
Seven sisters and five brothers.
Six brothers.
Oh, 14 of them.
And how, first off, just for fun, do you know all their names?
Pretty much, kind of.
Really?
Yeah, but I don't live with them, and I don't, my three older brothers and my older sister, they all got moved into foster homes, and I only have one picture of all of them, and I keep it with me all the time, and that's the only time I've ever seen them, and I only know basically their names.
How many dads are we dealing with here?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
And hasn't the court gotten involved with this and, tried to stop your mom from cranking out the kids?
Like, she was in California, and she got sent to court for, like, child endangerment or something like that.
Yeah.
No surprise.
What about that? It should be the people of California versus her. Not just her own kids, you know?
How many of your brothers and sisters are at home with your mom?
Are there?
Yeah. Well, she has 19 living at home with her currently.
Here's what I'm hoping. I hope that she's not now with her mom's parents.
No, she can't come back to California because she didn't show up for her court date.
Yeah, okay. And you're living with whose parents?
My mom's parents.
Oh, that can't be good.
How are they doing?
Well, my grandfather, he's in, like, really bad health. And
good.
My grandma, she's, like, kind of stressed out because my brother, he has ADHD and OCD.
No.
And
how many of the kids is your grandma taking care of right now?
Just me and my brother.
And all the other kids are in foster care, or some are living with your mom?
My three little brothers and my older sister, I know, are in foster care.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest are, like, one of them, her name is Brianna, she's living with her dad. In California, but he's a convicted child molester.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, and...
All right, so...
All the dads are, frankly. I mean,
listen, Shannon, here's what I want you to do.
Huh?
I know this sounds cruel, but at drastic times, drastic measures,
mm-hmm.
I want you to go home to live with your mom, but I want you to strap a bomb to yourself.
You what?
And you got to strap a bomb to yourself and take your mom out. Someone's got to do it.
You know what?
I want you to be one of my soldiers.
Mom is no longer...
I'm taking Mom out.
Mom's no longer a threat, though. I'm sure that her uterus is, like, falling out of her.
She contacted me, like in July.
Yeah.
And she said that she had, like, gotten turned around, and she's, like, she's married again, and she's and she's a Christian. And
no! She found Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Good.
But she called the day after my birthday, and she asked to talk about me, talk to me or anything.
Oh, boy.
Wish me happy birthday.
Hey, Shannon, are you going to school?
Uh-huh.
How's that going?
All right.
Okay. Shannon, let me just have a real quick heart-to-heart with you, Shannon.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, do you listen to the show?
Uh-huh.
All right, so you know I'm a genius?
Somewhat.
And I can perform oral sex. Listen to me, Shannon, and listen to me, all you. I know this sounds arrogant, pompous, and grandiose, but I'm never wrong. Never.
Never?
Never. Mm-hmm. Never. I don't talk about things I don't know about. Here is your plan. Do well in school. Forget about your mother. Forget about all your brothers and sisters for now. Just forget about them. Focus on school, focus on activities, focus on being well, focus on going off to college, focus on not getting pregnant, and focus on not letting yourself turn out the way your mom and the rest of the family turned out. You can do it. You're 15. You're not pregnant. You're not hooked on heroin. You have your whole life ahead of you, but you're right at the cusp here. Don't go home. Stay with your grandparents. Finish school. Get your grades good and go off somewhere
to
college, far away.
That's the deal.
But why can't I just, like, let my life go and like, make sure all my other brothers and sisters have a good life?
Because you're only 15.
Because, Shannon...
No, they're only, like, 2, 8 months.
But, Shannon, here's the deal. You deserve to have a life, too, and I understand that the incredible pain that you went through growing up, you want to rescue your siblings from. But you can't do that. You're 15. You're not the parent. Certainly, your siblings' chances of getting through without the unbelievable chaos you lived with is somewhat higher because your mom has found some way of managing herself, just through religion, and hopefully that creates some stability. But in the meantime, let's have one person get through this.
Right. That's right. You become successful.
You need to concentrate on you and do what's best for you. Don't worry about
you become successful, you'll be able to afford attorneys for your brothers and sisters one day.
You can take care of them all.
That's the way to look at it.
Yes, yes. They're going to need good legal representation later on in life. I guarantee it. And listen to me. First off, when I'm in power, my hit squad's going to put this mom down. I will put her down. I'll put a bullet right in the back of her head. I don't care. And I'll sleep like a baby. Like a baby. I feel sorry for her. I'm sorry for what someone did to her once upon a time. But I cannot have her polluting the pool. for that everyone else is swimming in. Can't have it. It's a society. I'll put a bullet right in her head. No problem with that. Number two, her finding Jesus Christ, too late. Listen to me. I have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And you know what? Even Jesus, who has a pretty decent sense of humor, you ain't buying your way into heaven, honey. You're going to hell. I'll see you in hell. That's what I love about these idiots. I will screw up the lives of 14, 15 people, and then I'll find Jesus Christ, and don't worry, I'm going to heaven. Are you kidding me? That ain't the way it works. It can't work that way. It can't. There's something so fundamentally effed up with that logic. It's only the logic of stupid, grandiose narcissists believe that crap or are trapped in prison. Yeah, I can kill a couple of people and hatch 15 kids and ruin a bunch of lives and still get to heaven. Are you kidding me? And I jack off and I'm going to hell? Use your minds, you idiots. Please. Jesus, not personal. By the way, there's no Jesus. I mean, there was, but he's dead. Idiots, please use your brain. Allie, I know you're religious, but come on, it's comical.
Have a cross.
I know, but it's nonsense. You gotta know. You gotta know it's nonsense.
Not.
Please.
Chris, 36.
How you figure it works, Allie? You die, you go to heaven? You'd be up there with the mom who had 15 kids and the guys who killed a bunch of people that found Christ before the state put him down in the electric chair? Have a good time.
Chris?
Enjoy.
I'll wait for you.
Bunch of guys with tats. Are you kidding me? Chris?
Yes.
You're 36.
Yes.
What's up?
I'm getting a divorce this week, and I think the biggest problem is because my wife's a mental.
What does that mean?
I think she just likes to walk around with a penis in her all the time.
Who's she having sex with besides you?
I'm not sure.
Well, how do you know she's having sex with someone besides you?
I didn't know until we were, like, separated, and she told me.
What did she tell you?
That she was seeing somebody after we weren't together anymore.
Ooh, that whore?
Wait a minute. That's
Merity. She's going out with someone after you guys broke up?
Isn't that what she's supposed to do?
Every one of my ex-girlfriends is a nympho.
We weren't really broke up. We were trying to reconciliate.
Yeah, but part of separation.
She's in my house, and we have a baby. We have a three-year-old.
All right. Hold on a second, Chris. Hold on. We got to take a break, all right, buddy?
Yeah.
All right, look at this. Uh-oh. Chris is daddy, everybody. Yeah. I can hear his voice, too.
He's older than you are.
Okay.
He's older than you are?
We're going to take a little break. He's younger than you are, though, wise ass. Allie Landry's our guest.
You can hear that.
We'll take a little break. We'll be back with Chris and his woes after this.
Let's have some more fun.
Okay, let's do it. Call Loveline, 1-800-LOVE-191. Loveline, we'll be right back.
What is our sound?
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Adam, the people must be tough. We're all in one great day. It's our defense with our own. We're sharing one great day. Maybe chicken, maybe bones. We're data one for us. One nice thing is you only have to pay just one.
Ah, the drive-thru. A great way to order your food to go, hot, fresh, and fast. But did you ever think of pizza to go? Especially good pizza to go? Now at all Arby's Sbarro restaurants, you can drive-thru on your lunch break, taking the kids to soccer, or anytime you want piping hot pizza by the slice delivered from our window to yours. Now you'll get two huge slices of our New York-style cheese pizza for just $2.22. You'll love our zesty made-from-scratch sauce, garden-fresh ingredients, and whole-milk mozzarella piled high on our own hand-stretched dough. We'll be ready and waiting for you, so point your car to the nearest Arby's Sbarro drive-thru today.
At Arby's Sbarro, we're all about the store. So bring the whole family, we'll get them in the mood. For pizza and for roast beef, for hunger it will change. It's Arby's and Sbarro, we are sharing what we bring.
It's a 2-for-$2.22 super slice sale only at Arby's Sbarro restaurants in Minnesota.
Well, it doesn't take any great vision to see what is the hottest business and communications opportunity today. A new frontier of commerce has arrived in great force. The Internet. Already, many industries are retooling at a frantic pace to allow their customers a more efficient method of making purchases. As is often the case, technological advances have created a shortage of people who know how to utilize the Internet. There exist excellent employment opportunities for individuals who understand the three elements of e-commerce: creativity, administration, and marketing. A local school, the Minnesota School of Computer Imaging, a division of Minnesota School of Business and Globe College, is now offering a new educational program, e-commerce design, to empower individuals with the knowledge of website development, administration, and e-marketing.
If you'd like information about this new e-commerce design program, call 651-229-3600. That's 651-229-3600. Or check out their website at msbcollege.com and enter the new frontier.
Every guitarist needs a hot little amp for his rig. This weekend, get a ripping amp from Dan Electro for $49. That's right, combo amp, a price breakthrough at just $49. Drummond, a complete drum set with built-in cymbals and all hardware, just $3.99. We're talking five-piece kits with everything included, just $3.99. The Green Tag Sale, with savings not up to, but at least 50% off, just got better. This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, it's Guitar Center's Green Tag Guitarathon and Drumathon. Guitarathon deals, like $350 Yamaha acoustics, just $149. GHS strings from $1.99 a set. Drumathon deals, like Boom Cymbal Stands, 67% off, just $39. And make a smoking deal today. Pay for it next year. Get no interest, no payment financing until 2001 on purchases of $4.99 or more. This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, it's Guitar Center's Green Tag Guitar and Drumathon. Don't miss it. Call 1-877-MUSICIAN for the store nearest you.
Hey, teens, dig this. You're at a beach club and the lights are blazing. The music is raging, bodies are thrusting, and the sweat of young hunger is in the air. Oh, yeah, sounds like a high-quality spring break, right? Well, it is, and it happens every Friday night right in your backyard. It's the biggest dance party in the metro for teens at Waterworks Beach Club every Friday night. The doors open at 7 for teens ages 15 to 20, and it goes extreme from there. Waterworks provides one of the largest dance floors in the area with a killer sound and light system. This isn't some lame teen party chaperoned by some old principal wannabe who thinks he knows what your scene is all about. This is the best you throw if you have access to the loudest, wildest venue in town. Now you do. Waterworks Beach Club. They don't serve alcohol on Friday nights and are open at midnight to make it a teen-only night every Friday night. Get out to Waterworks this Friday night and register to win a graduation trip to Mexico, courtesy of Bianchi Rossi Tours. Go local in Acapulco with Bianchi Rossi. Waterworks Beach Club is at 7281 Main Street in Centerville. For directions or info, just call them at 651-429-3033.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105.
Hey, it's Loveline. The number is 1-800-LOVE-191. We were talking to Chris. He's 36. Let's get Chris up here, shall we?
Listen, yeah, true.
Hey, I can host it or not. It's your choice.
Oh,
or I can have you do it. Chris, what's going on?
You know what I'm talking about. Chris?
Yes.
All right, screwball. Your wife had... All right. How old's your kid?
Three.
Okay, what's up with you? You work construction, right?
No.
Huh?
No.
Huh? What do you do?
I make agricultural loans for Prudential.
You make loans?
Yeah, we yeah.
But now, are you just angry at your wife because she saw someone else while you guys were separated?
No,
or?
No, get this. She prefers sex over food.
While you were married, you had this problem?
Yeah.
With you, though.
Yeah, she's just, like, always ready and just, yeah.
You're gay.
So what's wrong with that?
Well, can you believe that? Somebody bitching about something like that? Priority in her life.
No,
how often would you have sex when you were together?
Well, like, every time you walk by, I'd be fine.
Oh, really? All right. Did anything happen to her growing up?
I don't know. I wonder about that.
Have you ever talked to her about that?
Yes, and we've done some therapy, too.
And what came up?
Nothing. I think she's hiding something. I don't know.
Is she an addict or an alcoholic?
Pardon me?
Is she an addict or an alcoholic?
No.
Is she real labile? Does she get real angry real easily?
Yes.
Yeah. She get along well with their folks?
No. Well, she got along with her dad. He passed away about 2 years ago.
All right.
She's not over that.
No stepdads?
No.
No weird uncles she doesn't want to talk about?
Maybe.
Huh?
Maybe.
What do you mean?
There are some unusual people in her family.
Mm. Uh-huh. Does she not want any contact with some of them?
Yes and no, she doesn't.
You said something about her needing a penis all the time. Did she ever actually say things like that? Because
yeah, she says it.
Yeah, because it's interesting. Like, there's some literature out there about women who actually feel like they're falling apart if they don't have that connection all the time. They fragment.
I got the same thing, but it's in the air.
It's what, Chris?
That's actually getting to the question I was asking. I hate to even say this out loud, but I heard about this. this sex syndrome thing that people get, and there's medication for it.
Well,
and like she, I mean, she really wigs out. I mean, all you have to do is bang her once in a while, and she's fine.
Hmm.
You know, 4, 5, 10, 20. I mean, she's just all ready all the time.
Well, it's an uncomfortable way to be because she's never satisfied. She's always feeling incomplete. The people, it looks like they're fracturing if they're not sort of with this act.
Well, I always that way. She's telling me during the break. I wonder where Chris went to finishing school then. I got to bang her 4 or 5 times, you know, just to kind of, you know, keep her head clear.
Oh.
All right. Boy, this was a match made in heaven. Listen, Chris, you have a kid. Please. Please try to be sane for the kid. For the kid, everybody.
Can we just hear a little bit about his growing up?
No.
Yeah.
No. No, I don't care. Listen, therapy, work it out, work on the kid, salvage the marriage, all that stuff in the name of the kid, or break up, but please be civil about it. And, again, try to create some sort of stability for your child. That's all I'm interested in anymore. I've now written off everyone over 30. It's like Logan's Run. Jason?
Yeah.
You're 18.
Hi.
Drew, did you see Logan's Run? No. God bless you. It was right in your wheelhouse.
Yeah, I should have, though. Yeah.
You really should have.
At least I knew what you were referring to.
Allie's too young for... You never heard of Logan's Run?
No. I wasn't born yet. What are you talking about?
That's what I love about me. What I love about the hell of my life. I make a reference. I got someone who's too young to remember and a guy who should be too old but can't remember.
There you go. Soylent Green? Is
oh, you should have heard of Logan's Run.
No.
Soylent Green, you heard of that?
No.
See?
Okay, but listen to me. Now, hold on a second, Alan. First off, you're in Hollywood. You're a movie star. Right?
Logan's Run, no.
I know. It's too early for you. But let me tell you. There's a few movies that were out that were too early for me, too, but I know the movie, and I may not have seen it. You should have heard of it. That's what I'm saying.
You're talking about stuff that's sort of culturally relevant. The equivalent for you would be about 1952.
I'll check it out.
And there's stuff, all kinds of stuff that was happening. You know the classics, but you know the stuff that was sort of relevant culturally for people who lived in 1952?
Well, wait a second. Yeah, I know what you're saying, but Allie, how old are you?
26.
So I'm 9 years. I'm 9 years older than you. Logan's Run out in...
72?
No, 74? No. Logan's Run's like 77, 78.
No way.
Yeah,
no way.
It's later. Right. Anderson, go grab that movie book of yours.
It's high school for me.
No, it's not 72.
Maybe
it's later than that.
No.
Jason?
Yeah.
All right, I'm sorry, brother. What year's Logan's Run come out? Yeah. Okay, Jason, you're 18, your girlfriend orgasms too quickly and then wants to stop.
Can I say one thing?
Yeah.
My girlfriend thinks that you should change your name to, like, I don't know, like Honey Mustard or something, you know, besides mayonnaise.
Yeah, but the man A's with the Z, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so what is it?
All right.
So
your girlfriend orgasms too quickly.
Right.
And then gets very sensitive.
Yeah.
Okay, Drew, what should he do? Quick.
He has to learn to sort of manage himself in the context of what she can do. You know what I mean?
So he's got to
figure out a way to.
Well, listen, and then she's got to shift to oral sex and polish him off. Is that what you're saying?
Something like that.
All right.
Whatever they enjoy together.
Yeah, we're not going to give you any answers for this one. A lot of foreplay, a lot of lubrication, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, for him.
And try not to be so damn sexy. That's what I do. Although I think I overdo it. Courtney.
Yeah.
17.
Yep.
How long after sex can you take a pregnancy test?
Yeah.
2 weeks, right, Drew?
There are faster ones out there now.
Where do you get them?
Pharmacy.
Okay, Steve?
Yeah.
Yeah, 25. Want to know if mild steroids use causes psychosis?
Yeah, psychosis.
What,
like
steroids?
Yeah, like Anavar, Winstrol.
Absolutely. Mania, depression.
What else does steroids cause? You hear all these things.
Oh, yeah. Mario's on the juice, huh?
No, he's not.
Heart, liver, kidney disease, strokes.
All right. Okay. Very bad for you. We'll take a break. We'll be back after this.
What's up?
Bloodline will be right back.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Love Line on the Zone 105.
In today's world, it seems so many companies add a lot of fine print to their guarantees. I'm Tom Shane, and the guarantee we give every single customer at the Shane Company really is simple. We guarantee your purchase for life for free. Some jewelers try and sell extended warranties. We don't operate that way. I feel that if you trust us enough to buy from us to begin with, We're responsible for it, so you're fully covered. Total satisfaction for your lifetime. The Shane Company's philosophy puts the emphasis on the customer, not on any given sale. We want our customers happy with us. We want them to be customers for life, and also hope they'll recommend us to their friends. By guaranteeing your purchase for life for free, you know we'll treat you right.
Now you have a friend in the diamond business, the Shane Company. In Minnetonka at 394 and Hopkins Crossroad, and in Woodbury at I-94 and Radio Drive. Open Monday through Friday till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5.
Thanks. Here's another one about that same dead porcupine. This is the Road to Spring Break. The Road to Spring Break is a long one for a porcupine who's stuck inside. But CouchClub.com made it easy. They got him more than a ride. Found where the parties were happening. Got a discount on a leopard print thong. And learned to mix a purple hooter. We got it all at CouchClub.com. Whoa, thank you. Thanks a lot. Y'all do like that porcupine now and log on to collegeclub.com for all your spring break planning. That's collegeclub.com. It's all you. It's all you.
Log on to collegeclub.com for the inside scoop on spring break, hot photos, live webcams, and crazy stories. Collegeclub.com. It's all you.
Ah, George.
Yeah.
So many unanswered questions in this crazy world of ours.
Like what?
Well, why did the girl behind the counter at White Castle give me this cool-looking Crave clip when I ordered up my usual sack of tin?
Lenny.
Well, was it because of my charming good looks? My engaging, albeit somewhat quirky personality?
Albeit?
Or because I gave her that little wink as she handed me my dinner.
Hate to burst your bubble there, lover boy, but White Castle's giving these cool little Crave clips to everyone who orders a sack of 10 burgers.
No way.
Yep, got a couple myself.
Same as mine?
Yep.
I mean, shaped with a little mouth and a teeth and everything.
You got it.
Perfect for clipping together my important documents.
Look, it's the same like yours, see? Right down to that cute little magnet on the back.
Oh, man. Well, I guess that brings me to another unanswered question.
What's that?
Are you always trying to bring me down?
Ugh.
I mean, every time I get a little something extra, you got to horn in.
Here we go.
You're like a stick of wood. I got to cut you loose.
Buy a sack of 10 delicious steam-grilled burgers for only $4.40 and get a Crave clip absolutely free. While supplies last. White Castle. What you crave.
Hello?
Hey, is this Heather?
Yes, who's this?
It's me, Doug. We met at a party the other night, and I told you I was going to call you.
Doug?
Yeah, cool. I knew you'd remember. Say, I was wondering if you want to get together tomorrow.
I have school tomorrow.
School?
School. You know, Dunwoody Institute.
Yeah, but school is for...
For people who want to get ahead and be a success?
Yeah, but don't you have to, like...
Learn skills in high-demand fields?
No, I mean, wouldn't you rather, you know...
Rather be working a dead-end job instead of getting training in a rewarding career that will someday result in me throwing your pathetic resume into the overflowing trash bin labeled loser?
Yeah?
No.
Playing hard again, huh?
Call Dunwoody Institute today for information about interesting careers in fields like auto collision, welding, or civil technology. Call 612-374-5800. That's 612-374-5800.
Zone 105, with 20 years of alternative classics, all on one station.
What are you talking about?
Plus, Zone 105 kicks off your workday with 105 minutes of commercial-free Zone music at 9 a.m., just after Brian Oak and Mary Lucia. Then, join Zone 105 for the flashback lunch at noon and the flashbacks at 5 for your ride home. 20 years of alternative classics. Zone 105.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105.
Mercifully, we are done. Loveline, I want to thank Allie Landry for joining us tonight.
Thank you.
I was just hearing all the amazing, bizarre things people have you do with Doritos. Your fans, that is.
I know. They're waiting outside right now, I guess.
To sign bags of Doritos and to take pictures of her eating Doritos.
I'm sorry, that's kind of like the worst is, you know, throwing it in the mouth for me.
Well, they said, Allie, stand back. I want to throw this
out. Yeah. See if you catch it.
Oh,
catch it.
Oh, my God. Like so that commercial was about you standing there catching Doritos.
Yeah, in the mouth.
That's nice.
Computer-generated.
Well, God bless you.
Don't
being so successful. It's a sign of your success here. Anyway, it's Love Line. We'll be back in tomorrow night when the guest is going to be Sherry. No, is that right? Sherry Rappaport from NY, Shereen Rappaport from NYPD Blue. Should be a good show. Thursday night, we'll have Annabelle Chong's story, Grace Q, right? Is that the way that's pronounced? I see. Interesting. Oh, great.
Yeah, that's the interesting girl that...
Yes, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Game in.
Okay. All right. We'll hear all about it. I heard enough then. Anyway, thanks for participating tonight, Allie. Again, thank you so much for joining us and supporting us and coming back and visiting us. We really enjoy having you.
Thank you. We'll see you soon.
So, for Adam Carolla, this is Dr. Drew on his behalf saying mahalo.
I have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
Well, now.
This is the Love Line. The stuff expressed on Love Line is not necessarily the stuff of the staff, management, sponsors, or anyone else, including Westwood One Entertainment. Love Line is produced by Ann Wilkins and Gold. Now, please enjoy these birds.
KZNR Lakeville, KZNT Cambridge, KZNT Eden Prairie. Alternative Classics, Zone 105.
I think you know it.